what's your stock pick at the moment?
So I'm going for Apple. I think it's a great company to add to your portfolio at any time, especially for investors like most of the investors we see that's continually adding to their portfolios and putting cash away and buying good assets. And Apple came out a while ago, a week or two ago, with their developers conference that they had, the Global Developers Conference, and they had great updates where they're actually making their platform more open architecture. They're opening it up to more sort of integration with other developing platforms, and they are giving developers the opportunity to get and use the updates that they're going to be expanding and rolling out prior to that rollout. And we think it's a great opportunity. We think many of the programs that Apple and apps that Apple has been using, especially only on the Apple devices, will now be used more broad-based by many, many users in the market that haven't been using Apple products.
Okay, Mark, on your side, your stock pick this evening?
Yes, so I'm picking Absa Bank tonight. We've seen a very strong run in the South African retailers, and I do think that the South African banks have lagged their performance. We're probably going to see some rotation out of the retailers into the banking sector. All our banks came out with trading updates over the last month, and they have been broadly positive. Their credit experience has been better than what they had thought at the start of the pandemic. So I think you're going to get good earnings growth over the next 2 years. And you know, Absa is well positioned in the BAF and home loan space, and with interest rates being cut by 300 basis points, there's strong demand in those areas. Absa is also, after the Barclays separation, has got good prospects for better cost control, and it's not expensive. It's on a 7x earnings 1 year forward, and trading slightly below book value. So I do think you'll see a decent return from Absa.
Okay, on that note, thank you to you both for joining us this evening. Always a pleasure. Of course, Mark du Toit from Oystercatcher Investments and Mia Kruger from Kruger International as well. We'll be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a great evening.